Good morning, everybody. This is Randy Bolander. I'm the executive director of Zoe's House Adoptions, and today we're going to talk a little bit about what we do and why we do it, and even how you can get involved. Stay tuned. I hope your Friday morning has launched well. Ours has, getting everybody going where they're going. If you know our story, you know we have a large family. We've got kids at two different schools and some that homeschool. We do, you know, not one size fits all, so we're doing all kinds of different things. Remember when you were a child and you thought it looked boring to be an adult? And now you're an adult and you haven't been bored in years just because you're so busy. You have so much going on. And I was juggling getting everybody where they're going this morning, typical day, probably in your world as well. We're going to talk a little bit about Zoe's House and the mechanics of what we do. A lot of times we tell stories. We'll probably tell a few stories today. But we want to talk about why we do it and why we actually ask people if they would join with us in the miracle of adoption. Because it's a bit of a new idea for some people. And I think when you understand why we do it, it'll make a lot more sense. A lot of people know a little bit about adoption, but what they know is actually wrong. And so we're going to spend some time trying to clarify those misconceptions and also giving you an opportunity to kind of step into what God is doing in the pro-life movement in the way of adoption. We're in a situation right now where we've been awarded a matching grant. We're not quite halfway there. It's a $25,000 goal. I have a week left to get there. Now, this isn't money that goes into my personal budget. This is adoption agency money that we in turn use to reach expectant moms to help them. We invest a lot in them. We'll talk about that in a little bit. It also goes to help bring expenses down for adoptive families. We'll talk details on this a little bit. But if you're already in and you say, I want to help, you can text the word adopt to 95577. If you text adopt to 95577, it'll reply with a link and you can give right there on your phone. We'll hit that again towards the end of the program, but we want to get right into the mechanics of it. We will do that and be right back in just a few moments.
Give me your heart, give me your song, sing it with all your might. Come to the fountain and can be satisfied. There is a peace, there is a love you can get lost inside. Come to the fountain and let me hear you testify. Into the wild canyons of you, oh, there's a world to fall into.
Okay, I hope everybody's got their coffee poured. I hope your chair is in a comfortable position. And I hope you don't get up for the next few minutes, because I want to tell you what I believe are some pretty interesting things, and I think you'll find them that way as well. Like I said, a lot of people don't know a whole lot about adoption, and my wife and I kind of learned through a crash course. We adopted six children over the course of about 8.5 years, two sets of twins, and then two singles, which sounds funny to call them singles, but when you have sets of twins, you don't know what to call the others. So six kids over the course of 8.5 years. And in the process, you know, we're like a lot of people. We look at things and say, I wonder if we could do this any better. And we discovered that in many ways we actually could. And so we got in this to do this better, to do adoption better. And I don't just mean for the adoptive families, but for everybody. If adoption is done well, it blesses a family. It blesses an expectant mom, and of course it blesses a child, if it's done correctly. And so one of the things that we set out as a goal at the very beginning was to provide top-notch care for expectant mothers and the fathers, if they're in their picture. And oftentimes they are. The last few that we've walked through, we've had very involved birth fathers who have said, I want to be a part of this decision, and I want to bless it, and have walked through the whole story with the mother of their child right up until the placement of adoption. Now, something I learned about adoption when we first got involved about 8 or 9 years ago was that there is baked into the system an element of racism. Because more people want children of one race than another, the races that there are fewer children who have parents willing to adopt end up being treated differently. And I know that just it's galling to even hear, but it's true. Let me tell you a true story from a person I know very well. They worked in an adoption agency as a senior social worker. They were one of the key decision makers in this agency. They said it was not unusual for them to have a young woman come in who may be of color. And if they were, depending on the color, it would determine the kind of services that that agency offered them. They got a phone call from someone with an accent that sounded Caribbean of some sort. And the director of the agency said, well, bring her in. Let's see what we can do, how we can help her. Well, when she came in, she was very, very, very dark black. She spoke Spanish. She was, functionally Latino, but in appearances, she was black. And my friend had her boss walk up behind her and whisper into her ear, "Don't offer her any help. We will never move that baby." Now, that is galling to think that the help a young woman could get in, 2016 would hinge on the color of her skin. But it's true, and it's legal. Private agencies can do that kind of thing, and they do it. Now, they do it less than they did maybe 10 years ago because families are becoming much more open-minded about different races, but it still happens. And the care that a woman gets often is based on the color of her skin because some children are easier to find parents for. I regularly get emails from groups that say, we have these situations, and they list the different kinds of kids that are going to be adopted by kinds. I'm just talking about race, and the price varies according to race. If you've ever been to Cincinnati to the Museum for the Underground Railroad, it looks like a bill of lading from a slave ship. It is horrifying to see. It's unpopular in the adoption world. Nobody wants to talk about this, and I actually have people say, don't say that. That's very uncomfortable, but it's true. And we said, if we're going to launch Zoe's House, any mom who comes through our door, no matter the color of her skin, no matter the social disadvantages, no matter the disabilities, we're going to give her 100% because life is life. We're dealing right now with a young woman who has some disabilities. And undoubtedly, there are agencies out there that would go, this is going to be a little bit of a difficult case. Let's not invest our time or our money. We're looking at it as it's not our time and it's not our money. It's all God's. And this young woman is precious before the Lord. So we give her everything we can, and we try and help her. We got in this to really, really help expectant moms. We also got in this to make adoption doable for the average family. When I talk to people about adoption, they often tell me, I'm really afraid. I don't know. What the biggest barrier is not fear. It's finances. I talk to people every week that say, if I had the money to adopt, I would do it. And they're working off costs that they've heard from other agencies. They've heard $30,000 and $40,000 bills, and they just can't conceive coming up with that kind of funds. And many, many people cannot. About 8 years ago, after we had adopted our first child, I had a stranger approach me. He said, "Your story has touched my heart. I don't know if you're ever going to adopt again, but if you do, I want to help." And this guy who I have never met, literally 3-minute conversation, hands me a check for $25,000, said, "Do with this whatever you want." My wife and I took it home and stared at it for a few days. We'd never seen a $25,000 check before, let alone one written out to us. We decided this was not grocery money. This was holy, and it was given to us because of adoption. And so we launched a foundation that would give adoption grants. We'd go out and raise money and give grants to people to help them adopt. At the time, everybody told me giving money away is very complicated. And because I'd never done it before, I thought, how hard could it be? It is complicated. Very quickly, the line forms out the door and you end up giving such small amounts to everyone that you really don't help anyone. We were giving grants of $1,500 to $3,000 to people who were adopting. They were very grateful. Everyone was grateful. But at the same time, they were paying bills of $30,000 to $40,000, and our $1,500 or $3,000 didn't make a whole lot of difference. Certainly no one adopted who couldn't have adopted otherwise because of that size gift. Eventually, we began to think, what happened if we had our own agency? What if we just didn't skimp on anything, gave the best care, our families are taken well care of, and we actually got the price down for everybody. Instead of giving them $3,000 towards a $30,000 bill, we were giving them a large chunk that got the price down. And so that's what we did with Zoe's house. With Zoe's house, our match fee that is often $25,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 other places is only $7,500. And people go, well, how do you do that? It's because people like you have helped. Honestly, it costs us more than that, especially with the level of care that we give. There's one thing we do that's very important. We don't make a match. We don't pair a family to a birth mom until she is about in the third trimester. And the reason we do that is we want to make sure that she is set and solid, and this is her plan. I've seen agencies that will pair young women at 6 or 8 weeks of pregnancy. That poor girl is going to make 9 different decisions between then and 9 months. We would rather give her care and give her space to think and give her space to grow into the idea of adoption, if that's where God takes it, than to force her into a relationship with a family at 6 or 8 weeks of pregnancy. Then later she breaks their heart and feels tormented because of it. So we don't do that till late in the process. Now, the downside from the business perspective is that costs a lot of money. We don't have someone to bill for that care for her, and so we absorb that. So that $7,500 fee, people say, wow, you really are doing it cheaply. No, we're not. We're doing it, and it costs us what it costs everybody else. We're able to do it because like-minded people like yourselves have said, this is worth helping people. At the $7,500 price point, do you know how many more people can say yes to adoption than could at $30,000 or $40,000? For real. There are so many people that can get their head around, maybe I can come up with that could never come up with $40,000. If you would like to help us help families adopt, take the best care of birth moms that you can imagine, no matter what the race, help us with this matching grant. For every dollar that's given right now, we get 2. That's an amazing opportunity. I was telling somebody earlier this week, I remember when Kelsey and I were first married or hadn't been married very long, we were in a church that had a matching grant for something, and somehow we scared up $500. I don't know where we came up with $500 back in those days, but we did. And we did it because we knew it meant $1,000. And the idea that we could have $1,000 of impact for the kingdom was just more than we could possibly imagine. This is your opportunity to do twice as much as you ever thought you could. All you have to do is text the word adopt to 95577. 95577. Text the word adopt. You'll get a link. You can donate there. Instantly, that gift is worth twice as much as you were willing or able to give a minute before. It's a miracle opportunity for us. Please, please don't pass it up. Text adopt to 95577. We adopt because it is a prophetic declaration that children have a home. There's a myth in abortion. And that myth is the myth of the unwanted child. The idea that the women who are aborting their children are doing so because they don't want them. That's not always the case. It's very complicated. We regularly hear people tell the story where people have said, I'd rather abort my child than make an adoption plan. And for those of us that would never think about abortion, it's hard for us to imagine. But in their own twisted way, what they're saying is, I want to protect my child. I don't want them to fall into the hands of someone who wouldn't love them. We adopt as a prophetic declaration that there will be no unwanted children, that for every child that God puts on this earth, there is a family that will love it. And I can tell you, after doing this for almost 10 years, that's true. That's true. For every child that God puts on this earth, there's a family somewhere that wants to raise that child. Will you help us connect those children and those families? That's what we're doing here. Text the word adopt to 95577, and together, let's go out and do some good. I hope you have a great day. We will talk to you soon here on the podcast at Zoe's House.